For decades, Formula One was all engines, strategy, and speed. But somewhere between the roaring paddocks and the champagne podiums, a new story began to write itself. One stitched with luxury fabrics, celebrity front rows, and a driver who treated the grid like a runway. You think of fashion in F1 today, and one man pops into frame, Lewis Hamilton. Long before brands caught on, he walked into race weekends dressed like a Met Gala regular, color-blocked knits, tailored suits, avant-garde silhouettes. And it wasn't accidental. It was branding. It was identity. It was culture shaping. His presence at the Met Gala, his collaborations with Tommy Hilfiger, and his consistent fashion-first paddock looks quietly shifted the F1 narrative. Suddenly, the sport wasn't just a competition, it was content. It was cultural capital, and brands noticed. Luxury houses, always hunting the next cultural pulse, recognized that F1 had something rare, a global, high-spending, emotionally loyal audience. So the deals got bigger, bolder, smarter. Louis Vuitton is reportedly paying $1.6 billion for racetrack branding rights, an investment into visibility at 300 km per hour. Hugo Boss stepped in as a major apparel partner. Chanel, Balenciaga, and others began releasing collections inspired by the sleek geometry and drama of the sport. But the real fashion runway, the paddock, every race weekend, the pre-race grid walk transforms into a dopamine cocktail of celebrities, stylists, influencers, models, and athletes. Cameras flash, outfits trend, TikToks go viral, drivers become fashion micro-celebrities in their own right, walking billboards with millions of eyeballs tracking every fit. What's happening is bigger than fashion partnerships, it's a full-scale cultural convergence. F1 gives fashion global reach and live event spectacle. Fashion gives F1 storytelling, personality, and youth attention. Together, they've built a feedback loop where every race is also a fashion moment, and every outfit is a marketing asset. Formula One is no longer just a sport, fashion is no longer just an accessory, they've become each other's strongest platforms for cultural scale, and the world's all in for it. Written by Yashi Bhatia.